Ahmad Jamal, pianist and composer, born July 2, 1930, in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. He attended Westinghouse High School in that city and studied music under Mary Caldwell Dawson and later James Miller. He began his professional career in the late 40s, and the release of the album But Not For Me, which was recorded live at the Pershing Hotel in Chicago and released in 1958, gave impetus to what has become a very distinguished jazz career. His dazzling technique and innovative use of silence made him one of the most influential jazz musicians over the past three decades. We'll hear Mr. Jamal and his trio doing I Love Music and Patterns from the album entitled The Awakening. Mary Lou Williams, pianist, composer, and arranger. Mrs. Williams was born in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, May 8, 1910. Her first professional job was with her husband, John Williams, who was an alto saxophonist. She gained national recognition through her work as a pianist, arranger, and composer, first with the Andy Kirk Kansas City Orchestra during the early 30s, later as an arranger-composer for Benny Goodman during the late 30s, and as an arranger-composer for Duke Ellington's orchestra in the mid-40s. For the next 20 years, she headed a number of her own groups. During the late 60s, she devoted much of her energies to composing and arranging religious music. During the late 70s, she served as artist-in-residence at Duke University. We'll hear Mrs. Williams performing two selections, Nightlife and Cloudy, from her album, From the Heart. Kenny Kluke Clark. Mr. Clark was born in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, January 9, 1914. He studied piano, trombone, drums, and vibes while in high school. His first professional jobs were with fellow Pittsburghers Leroy Bradley and Roy Eldridge. He toured Europe with the Edgar Hayes Orchestra in 1937. It was, however, his association with Teddy Hill that projected him into the forefront of the bebop movement in the late 40s. After playing with a succession of jazz giants such as Louis Armstrong, Ella Fitzgerald, Benny Carter, Billy Eckstine, Dizzy Gillespie, and Coleman Hawkins, he helped form the Modern Jazz Quartet. In 1956, he took up residence in Paris, France, where he continued his career, performing with touring American artists as well as European performers. We'll hear Mr. Clark in the company of Charlie Christian doing Swing to Bop, and with Dizzy Gillespie doing Kerouac from the album The Harlem Jazz Scene. Maxine Sullivan, jazz singer. Ms. Sullivan was born May 13, 1911, in the Homestead section of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. She was discovered singing at the Benjamin Harrison Literary Club in Pittsburgh by Gladys Mosier, who at the time was a pianist with the Ray Hinton Band. Ms. Mosier introduced her to Claude Thornhill, and as Thornhill's protege, she made her first record with his band. She later married bandleader John Kirby. Her first big hit was the swing version of the Scottish folk song Loch Lomond. She later appeared in the movies St. Louis Blues and Going Places. In the late 50s, Ms. Sullivan studied valve trombone, which she played at several concerts and festivals. During a brief stint away from music, Ms. Sullivan became a nurse. We'll hear Ms. Sullivan performing Loch Lomond and Keeping Out of Mischief Now from the album Maxine Sullivan and Jack T. Garden. Roy Little Jazz Eldridge, trumpet player. Mr. Eldridge was born January 30th, 1911, in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. He began studying music at a very early age with his elder brother, Joe. His first instrument, ironically, was drums. As a teenager, he formed his own group under the name of Roy Elliott. It was, however, his tenure with the Gene Krupa Band that gained him national prominence. During this period, he often doubled on drums when Krupa conducted the orchestra. He gained an international reputation as a member of Norman Grand's Jazz at the Philharmonic. His personalized style of improvisation influenced such people as Dizzy Gillespie and Miles Davis. We'll hear Mr. Eldridge performing Honeysuckle Rose and Misty, written by fellow Pittsburgher Errol Garner, from the album Roy Eldridge Swinging on the Town. Errol Garner, pianist and composer. Mr. Garner was born June 15, 1921. His early musical influences came from his father, also a pianist. His brother Linton was also a notable pianist. As a result of his association with Slam Stewart, he became one of the most sought-after jazz pianists in New York. During this period, he performed with most of the leading jazz musicians. As a freelance musician, he recorded a large number of albums. In 1958, he became the first jazz artist ever to be booked by the classical impresario Saul Hurop. His composition, Misty, is one of the most recorded pieces in jazz history. We'll hear Mr. Garner performing Sunny Side of the Street and Somebody Loves You from the album entitled Errol Garner. Art Blakey, drummer. Mr. Blakey was born Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, October 11, 1919. Mr. Blakey studied piano in school and took up drums when a drummer of the band in which he was playing piano became ill. He joined Fletcher Henderson's big band as a drummer in 1939. He was later a member of the Mary Lou Williams Trio, and subsequent to that, a member of Billy Eckstein's big band. Both Mary Lou Williams and Billy Eckstein were fellow Pittsburghers. He is most noted for founding and leading the Jazz Messengers, which group has produced many of the leading contemporary jazz musicians, such as Lee Morgan, Wayne Shorter, Donald Byrd, Freddie Hubbard, and Horace Silver. We'll hear Mr. Blakey performing Infrared and Nika's Dream from the album entitled The Jazz Messengers. George Benson, guitarist and singer. Mr. Benson was born in Pittsburgh on March 22, 1943. His stepfather, a guitarist, taught young George the ukulele, which he played on the street at the age of 8 to earn money. In 1954, he began the study of the guitar, and in that same year recorded Four Sides on label X as a singer. In high school, Benson joined his cousin's rock and roll band and later formed his own. After hearing Wes Montgomery and Charlie Parker records, Benson became interested in jazz. And in the 60s, he formed his own jazz group in Pittsburgh after having played with Jack McDuff for 3 years. We'll hear Mr. Benson doing Breezing and So This My Love from the album Breezing. Danley William Turrentine, tenor saxophonist. Mr. Turrentine was born in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania on March 5, 1934, and he began studying tenor saxophone at age 13. His first professional engagements were with Ray Charles in 52, Earl Bostic in 53, and Max Roach in 59 and 60. After these stints, he formed his own group, which included organist Shirley Scott, whom he later married. This group worked in various clubs in the East, including the famed Mittens in New York City. Most of Turntine's recordings were with small groups, but one of them, Joyride, was done with a big band. We'll hear Mr. Turntine doing Bayou and A Taste of Honey from the album Joyride. Earl Father Hines, pianist. Mr. Hines was born in Duquesne, Pennsylvania, just outside of Pittsburgh, on December 28, 1905. He attended Chinley High School in that city. He studied piano in Pittsburgh, planning to become a concert artist. His first professional full-time engagement, however, was with singer Lois Depe in Chicago in 1922, and later in 1927, he joined Louis Armstrong's band. Mr. Hines played with his own band in the 30s and 40s, but for many years was hardly known outside the Chicago area. His big break came after three concerts at the Little Theater in New York City in 1964, which enabled him to work more regularly with trios and/or quartets, often using his former arranger, Bud Johnson, on tenor sax. In 1965, Mr. Hines received tremendous ovations at the Newport and Monterey Jazz Festivals, and an appearance at the Berlin Jazz Festival led to a European tour. His fame spread with a television series, which he performed for the French National Broadcasting System, and in 1966, Earl Hines toured the USSR with his combo. We'll hear Mr. Hines doing Nice Work If You Can Get It, and A Jumpin' Somethin' from the album Earl Father Hines. Raymond Matthews Brown, bassist. Mr. Brown was born in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania on October 13, 1926. He studied piano and later bass, the instrument that would eventually bring him fame. After completing high school, Mr. Brown played with Jimmy Hensley and Snookum Russell. He then joined the Dizzy Gillespie Band in New York City. Mr. Brown left the Gillespie Band to form his own trio, which accompanied Ella Fitzgerald, to whom he was married for 4 years, on a number of her engagements. Mr. Brown joined the Oscar Peterson Trio in 1951, and toured Europe twice with the Jazz at the Philharmonic. In 1957, he joined the faculty of the School of Jazz, Lenox, Massachusetts. He has been named on numerous national polls of jazz musicians, including Esquire, Metronome, Downbeat, and Playboy. We'll hear Mr. Brown doing Hammer Tones and Just in Time from the album LA4, Live at Montreux. William Clarence Eckstein, singer, better known as Billy Eckstein. Mr. Eckstein was born in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania on July 8, 1914. Although he played both the trumpet and the valve trombone, it was as a singer that he achieved his prominence. His first important engagement was with Earl Father Hines from 1939 to 1943. After which time he formed and led his own orchestra. Many of the bebop pioneers, including Dizzy Gillespie, Charlie Parker, Miles Davis, and others, played with Eckstein, who sang and played the valve trombone and conducted the orchestra. This was one of the most celebrated big bands in jazz history. Mr. Eckstein later performed as a pop singer in the Nevada casinos, but he returned to jazz and performed several important engagements with Maynard Ferguson and Duke Ellington in the mid-60s. We'll hear Mr. Eckstein performing Tell Me Pretty Baby and Blue from the album Billy's Blues. Dakota Staton, jazz singer. Miss Staton was born in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania on June 2, 1932. She studied voice at the Fillion School of Music. She began singing in a trio made up of herself and her two sisters at age 7. The trio broke up with the marriage of her sisters, and she then performed with her brother's orchestra. After the stint with her brother's orchestra, she performed a large number of club dates in the United States and Canada. In 1955, she won the Downbeat Award as the most promising newcomer of the year. She rose to national prominence and popularity during 1958 and 1959. She lived in London and toured Europe during the 1960s. She has been characterized as a distinctive vocal stylist and one of the finest jazz singers of our day. We'll hear Miss Staton performing Trust in Me and The Late Late Show from the album The Late Late Show.